Today we're going to be reading from 2 Corinthians 5, verses 16 to 21. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are, therefore, Christ's ambassadors, as though God was making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Hi, friends, and my name is Dave. I'm on the ministry team here and happy to be sharing in a short series actually called What's New. Since Easter Sunday, a few weeks back, during Church Connect, during our in-person services and many of our life groups, we are reminding ourselves that all Christian life and living is rooted in the resurrection of Jesus. Think about it. Each day that we pray, we give thanks to God, we share our faith, we gather for worship, we are acknowledging the resurrection of Jesus. We're saying yes to this new life that this resurrected Jesus offers us. And we're doing it in real time, the way it's supposed to be done. For example, if you were in our in-person services last Sunday, how life-giving it was. We enjoyed sensing together the life and love of Jesus as teenagers were sharing their faith and baptized in waters. We shared together in a baby dedication, hear parents sharing of their love and interest for their children. We benefited from praying together for our Alpha team as they were serving last Sunday while we were meeting in person at an Alpha retreat in the local women's prison. So good. This new life, these prayers, this healthy celebration is possible only because of the resurrection of Jesus. If there is no resurrection, there'd be no water baptism, there'd be no spirit baptism, there'd be no celebration like we had last Sunday. Be no Alpha retreat where people are prayed for to accept Christ as a personal Lord and Savior and to be prayed for that they be filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, Christian life is rooted in the resurrection of Jesus. This is why the Apostle Paul encourages us to orientate ourselves at all times around the resurrection of Jesus. And he did so with the reading that Mike just shared. So in this three-week short series called What's New, we're asking good questions this side of the resurrection. If the resurrection is so central, well, how real is this resurrection to us? We're asking what is new in our lives as we surrender and serve our resurrected Savior. And furthermore, as Kirsten described last week, new faith communities look different than others because of Jesus. So what's new about Living Waters Church each day, each week, each year after year because of the resurrection? And even perhaps most practically, what is it about our church values that are shaped by the resurrection? See, what's new begins by awareness of the resurrection of Jesus. An awareness of the resurrection of Jesus. Years ago, I was traveling for work on a BC ferry, sitting early one morning, window seat, coffee and some food. And I began to, be an honest story, I began to consider the truth of the resurrection of Jesus to the point where I was not only imagining Jesus's resurrection, but I was applying the truth that says Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. On that ferry that day, I had what I'd call a visitation. While I was seeking, Jesus showed up through the work of his Holy Spirit. And at that table, oddly enough, in that public setting, I actually sensed in a very real and a very warm and a supernatural way his presence as I held on to the thought that says, Jesus is alive. Emmanuel, God with me. What does that look like in a cafeteria on a BC ferry? It felt beautiful. It felt warm. It felt invitational. It felt right. It felt real. For those few minutes, the rest of the cafeteria kind of grew strangely dim. And his presence and his interest and his love and his concern became so real. Just not for me, but because of his presence and awareness for others and how they were doing in their walk and relationship with Jesus. That day, I was very aware of his resurrection. Jesus alive and with me, near to me. Again, because of his resurrection and outpouring of his Holy Spirit. Friends, we all need continually to have precious moments like that. And what was real for me that day would be God's heart for you as well, to make himself real and known to you each and every day. So what's new begins with a new appreciation for the resurrected Jesus with us today and always. To help find ways to make Jesus' resurrection personal to Living Waters Church, as we said, we've been looking at our church values, authenticity and community, generosity, growing and recognizing and releasing, who we are hoping to be and become. Today, we're looking specifically at the value of being a people that recognizes and releases. It's worded this way on our website, on our wall, in our foyer, and hopefully it's written upon our hearts. It's worded this way. We value recognizing and releasing because Jesus wants everyone involved. We want to encourage and empower each other to be who Jesus uniquely made us, to serve and share with many different people and places. We're passionate about the good news Jesus brings, believing each of us plays a part in Jesus' work in our local and global neighborhoods. What is this recognizing one another in light of the resurrection? Well, our text in verse 16 says, so from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Well, then what's the point of view? Well, this begins actually with us. We will treat others as we would wish and want and need to be treated. That this recognizing begins with the fact that Jesus recognizes us. So no longer do we consider ourselves from a worldly point of view. We recognize that Jesus has so much to say about who we are. Ephesians 4 says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds and to put on a new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. The word new here is an active word, not past, it's present tense. It means to be made new. It means to be keep on changing. We're asked to keep a close eye on what Christ is continuing to say and do in our lives. And this is the new narrative we are called into. There's an old way and there's a new way, and we are called into a new way, no longer from a worldly point of view, but as Christ sees us, as Christ invites us and leads us into a future. So our value of recognizing begins with the truth that Christ has recognized us. Christ has recognized you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, uniquely called and gifted. And as a Christian, the new has come supernaturally, and we no longer see ourselves from a worldly point of view. Secondly, that the resurrected Lord creates expectation of responsibility for how we view and handle our relationships and our human interactions. This is huge. Why? Because Jesus cares for people. We care for people. In these verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we see the Apostle Paul was teaching at the city of Corinth, calling them on to a new order and a new way to do things. There's an old way and a new way. In that ancient city of Corinth, Paul was speaking and writing to a people living in communities that suffered because of inequity, inequality, and social hierarchies, racism, and gender bias. This type of worldly recognizing made life easier for a few and hard for so many. The resurrection, however, asks us today as well, to no longer regard people from a worldly point of view and all the social status and idiosyncrasies in our world even still today. 2 Corinthians says, Christ died for all, and because of this, Galatians 3:28 says, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ. See, because of the resurrection, we can recognize that there is hope for and a future for all people. And that offering is for all people. So in every social and more formal settings, we are to search and find Christ's point of view and what is our most responsible action and response all the time. There's no workaround here. Rather, doing things Christ's way or we're not. Again, the resurrection declares there's an old way to do things and there's a new way to do things. So as Christ followers, we recognize people, all people, as valuable and as important to Jesus and so important to us. Perhaps this is one of the reasons we uniquely prioritize community time during our in-person services. We invite you, if you've never joined us for an in-person service on Sunday mornings, we have 3 morning services. We'd like to host you. We'd like to meet you. During our in-person gatherings, we take a few minutes for what we call community time. It's really not a coffee break. It's not a stretch break. It's not that seventh inning stretch, although people use it for this. No, it's about recognizing people. It's about our value of community that Luke talked about a couple weeks ago, and it's about our value of recognizing people. We give each other an opportunity to thank those around them for coming to church and to leaning in. We're not in a room with strangers. Or maybe we don't know the names of those around us, but these people are not strangers. We have so much in common. And that is our mutual need and responsibility to be recognized and to recognize others. Our value of community and recognizing calls us to affirm people's decision to be making their way to a place of worship and affirming their path to be following Jesus. How beautiful it is during our in-person services to gather as we walk together, as we recognize one another, walking together to receive communion emblems from time to time. We recognize people's willingness to show up and be seen. We encourage people to get involved and to thank people for making a commitment to this community of Living Waters Church week after week and year after year. We recognize people. And again, this recognizing is possible and necessary because of how Jesus is alive and working in people's lives today. We recognize people. Jesus wants everybody involved. 1 Corinthians 14 says, what shall we say, brothers and sisters, when you come together, each of you has a hymn or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Everything must be done so that the church may be built up. Notice how verbal this serving is. Notice how verbal this recognizing is. There's no work around here. We find our voice within community. We find our speaking, and we are to find our hearing within relationships. It is not possible for you and I to leave our work to someone else. We are to verbally recognize the other's need for encouragement and our need for encouragement. So we make our way toward people that we can do that for them And that can be done for us. We recognize people verbally with the instruction of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 14. I was so thankful to hear recently someone described how their Sundays go and actually how their weeks go and how their movement towards a life group at Living Waters goes. I was delighted to hear their habit and practice, perhaps a discipline, of while they're on their way to in-person services in Fort Langley, they actually pray while they drive. And they're praying for the people that they will be sitting near when they arrive. They do it on their way to life group. And I understand as I listen to them that they do it on their way to work. They actually don't know a lot of people here at Living Waters Church. So rather than viewing people as strangers, they are taking a posture of serving people that are around them because of the need and the common need to be recognized. They're in prayer as they enter the building, and they're in prayer as they walk through the lobby, pick up a coffee, and they enter community time, taking initiative to say hi to those around them. They went on to say that so often God has uniquely placed people around them who need recognition and need encouragement. And they do it at church, in-person church gatherings. They do it in a life group, and they do it as they spend time in public places during the week. So our few minutes of community time during in-person services is a micro scale to the macro scale in which we move around day in and day out, 7 days a week, seeing no one from a worldly point of view. Rather, we recognize Jesus at work in people's lives around us, and we join his ministry of recognizing people. We recognize that people are a valuable gift to this community. Romans 12, 3-8 says, a lengthier passage, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it's to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully." Number of passages that describe unique and individual giftings that need to be recognized within community. We have a responsibility as a community to recognize the giftedness of those around us, the supernatural imparting of gifts given by the resurrected Jesus through the work of his Holy Spirit. We are to help each other put a name on these individual callings and giftings. If you're new or newer to Living Waters, we need you to know that as a community, we seek to recognize people through relationship and mutual appreciation of gifting and calling. It's what we want for people so much more than we would ever want something from somebody. This is why such an emphasis is placed on gift discovery and gift recognition that is seen in all kinds of relationship acquaintances and building expressions, certainly in Zoe Men and Zoe Women, where priority is given through these courses on gift discovering and calling and how to walk that out within a church and within a community. See, the resurrected Jesus has imparted his giftings in you. And we recognize that. That gifting is what gives us hope and ideas on what God has for us in the future. This is how God uniquely calls us together for this season and for the future. So we recognize each other. Second word in our value is releasing, recognizing and releasing. How is this playing a part or this ministry rooted in the resurrection. Well, let's go back to our text. Our text says in verse 20 that we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. And we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. It means us. It means you, it means me, it means them. Together, we, us. We all play a part in Jesus' work in our local and global neighborhoods. And the importance of this recognizing and then releasing is heightened because of the why. Because Jesus wants all people reconciled to himself in every local and global neighborhood. Friends, we have a role and responsibility in that work, and we recognize and we release people to that end. To help our resurrected Jesus with his ministry and mission, we are released, according to our text, as Christ's ambassadors. An ambassador is a person sent by a country as its official representative to a foreign country. This metaphor identifies perhaps two countries, the home country and the host country. So as a Christian, we are a sent people, released as an ambassador. How does that actually work? What are we talking about? Well, as a Christian, through our salvation, where we are recognized and recognize Jesus as Lord and Savior, we are born into the kingdom of God. And Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. And then our resurrected Jesus sends us from his kingdom, from another country, if you would, to the world. He sends us as his ambassadors from our new home, our new country, a new kingdom, to this world as his representative, with two primary responsibilities according to our text. Number one, verse 18, he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. The ministry of reconciliation. So as ambassadors from our home country to the host country, we come as ambassadors. This is a whole new way of thinking about life and loving. We are his ambassadors, and we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. He gave us this ministry. See, to have a ministry is to perhaps reference a portfolio, a role and a responsibility given to us from another according to how we've been uniquely called and gifted. We've been given the ministry of reconciliation. So we serve people because we care about people, knowing that the best care for anyone involves being reconciled in the relationship with God and in relationship with others. It's more than being nice. It's about being a people of welcome and a people of invitation. We don't regard people from a worldly point of view. Our view involves a curiosity to whether someone is in a knowing relationship with the resurrected Lord that knows them. He has gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Secondly, as an ambassador, he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. This commitment, he has committed to us. He gave us and he has committed to us. This commitment involves trust. And because of that, we need to prioritize the responsibility of carrying the message of reconciliation. Again, it's verbal. It's verbal. The message of reconciliation. A message that gives attention to the author, the teacher, the scribe of the original message. Not the spokesman, who we are, but the author of the message. In other words, it's not our message. We are carriers of Christ's message because we've been committed, he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Friends, we can't make the sharing of our faith an option, nor can we make the sharing of our faith about us. It's about Jesus. Messages needing a spokesperson. And he's committed that to us, the church. The resurrected Jesus has committed to us this message to tell people that he's alive and he recognizes us and he seeks to release us towards this beautiful ministry. He's committed to us. We share what Jesus would share. We tell people what Jesus thinks. It's not about us. We're spokespeople. We carry the message of the author and the creator of the message, who is Jesus. Perhaps it's been quite some time since you've shared this message of reconciliation. May we all pray that even this week, for the opportunity to come together for your ministry and your message of reconciliation to be a blessing to someone else. So in closing, we say again, Christian life and living is rooted in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It changes everything. We've heard it the last 3 weeks. It changes how we see Jesus. It changes how we see ourselves. It changes how we see others. It changes our purpose. It changes our priorities, what we value, how we and why we surrender to Jesus each and every day. It changes how and why we pray for ourselves, for others, and how we pray for God's peace in this world here today. So as I close in prayer today, I want to encourage you, as we close in prayer today, to imagine, to believe, to imagine, and to receive the presence of the resurrected Jesus as we pray today. If you have a need, Jesus is with you. He recognizes your need today. He cares about you so deeply, and he invites you into a community where you can be cared for and care for others. And again, he invites us to get involved in the ministry and messaging of reconciliation. We have such good days ahead because Jesus is alive. He's Emmanuel. He's with us. And he's with us as we close in prayer now. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your life and for your love. We thank you that you're a resurrected Jesus and you're in your world today, moving by your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you recognize us simply in the sense that you seek to make yourself known to us. You seek to come into our lives and make all things new. We surrender to that work here today. Lord, we're reminded that your resurrected changes things, and we allow you to change us. We allow you to as you fill us with your Spirit, we allow you to move us and motivate us in proper Christ-honoring ways. We do pray that for needs that are represented here today, we pray for one another, that you would heal, that you would help, that resurrection life would provide healing and help and direction that would be necessary for all of us today. Lord, as we go today, we carry as Christians in our mind this fact that you've given us the ministry of reconciliation. So as we serve you personally, may we find ourselves continually reconciled to all of the good things you want for us. As we serve others, may we not do so from a worldly point of view, but with your eyes, with an expression of your heart and helping hand. And we do pray that this coming week that you would provide those opportunities for us to share the message of reconciliation. Help us to share our faith. Help us to tell your story about how much you love and how much you care for people in this world this very day. We love you, Jesus. Thanks for being with us. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen. Amen. So thank you, friends, for joining us during Church Connect. We trust you have a good rest of the week. God bless you.